Do you have a name for a low place in the mountains where a road might go across?
Valley.
Okay. The word I'm looking for, just for pronunciation, in old Western movies, sometimes when the gunfighter shot somebody, he would carve one of these in the handle of his gun.
Notch.
Okay. Do you ever hear that word used for a low place in the mountains?
No.
What would you call a place where boats stop and unload their freight?
Dock.
Okay, any other words?
Wharf.
That would be the same thing?
Right.
Okay. And in the mountains, a place where water falls a long distance?
Like a waterfall?
Okay. And around Shreveport and in that parish, was it Caddo?
Caddo.
Caddo. The road system, talking about the surface of the roads, what would you say that some of the different surfaces are?
Blacktop, asphalt, oil, concrete, dirt, gravel.
Okay, talking about asphalt, that black sticky substance, you would say it's?
Tarry. Got tar roads.
Right. You have a, say if you were out in the country riding along and you came to a small road that went off the road that you're traveling on, would you have a name for that?
Side road. Mm-hmm. Depends what it's made of.
Like what?
Dirt road. Blacktop road.
But it's still a side road?
Right.
Okay. Do you have a name for a place that's been beaten down by cattle coming in from the pasture, you know, they walk the same way?
Path.
Okay. And what about a road that goes off the main road up to a man's house? That would be?
Driveway.
Okay. And in a residential area, or maybe downtown, the place where you walk along the side of the street.
Sidewalk.
Yeah. Do you have a name for the grass sometimes that you see between the sidewalk and the street?
Medium.
Okay. Is that like, you know, what you would have in front of your house in a residential area that you would be responsible for mowing, you know, and keeping up?
Well, like you can have the medium, like if it's a, it's divided by, you know, like a partition or something, it's kind of like a gully or something. That's a medium. Also got your grass between the sidewalk and the road.
Right. Have you ever heard that called the tree lawn or banket?
No.
All right, this word that I'm looking for, say if a big dog jumped out from behind some bushes and scared somebody, maybe they'd reach down and pick up a
rock.
And did what? They did what?
Throw it.
Okay, you'd say they hit at the dog.
Threw it.
Yeah. Any other words that mean about the same thing as threw that you might use?
Throw. Threw. Hurl.
Would you ever use the word chunk?
Yes.
Chunk it. That same action?
Well, if you chunk it or something, I mean, it's just, you know, haphazardly.
Yeah. But if you throw it, you mean business?
Yeah. You throw it.
Yeah. All right, this expression I'm looking for, if somebody comes up to you, if you're working in the front yard and looking for your father, if he's not there, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but he's not
here.
Or he's not. If you use the word home, he's not.
He's not at home.
Yeah. Let's say if they're looking for your mother and she's cooking, you might say, well, mother's where exactly in the house?
She's in the kitchen.
Okay. Right. Or maybe if she's just somewhere in the house, you're not sure exactly where, you might say, again, if they're looking for your father, well, he's somewhere.
In the house.
Okay. This preposition that I'm looking for.